Yes, hello, this is Christoph. I just wanted to see, do you hear me? Ah, okay. Okay, aloha. Yes. I would very much like to start with just a little meditation on our breathing. So maybe if you feel like it, close your eyes, it's not necessary. And whatever you're doing, put your attention to the breathing activity that is going on inside of you. You don't necessarily have to stop whatever you're doing. You can just as well continue what you're doing, but put your concentration on the way this breathing is running through you. Now, what does that mean, this breathing is running through you? Does that really mean it's running through your body? It's streaming through your body? And of course, as I experience it, it is streaming through the body as well. But actually, the breathing is something that takes place in our minds. This in and out. This expansion and collapsing again, and then expanding again. And in case you're ill or in case you have problems of whatever kind, to just put your attention on your breath. No matter how short this may be, can be extremely helpful. And then you can imagine some light, whichever way you think of it. Whether it's golden light or whether it's silvery light, it really doesn't make any difference. Just whatever kind of light would please you the most. And then connect this light with your breathing activity, with your breath. Allow your breath to carry this light to all the dark spots within you. Whether these be, dense spots in your body or hurting areas in your body, or whether these be hurting areas in your mind. Allow your breath to carry this light just exactly to these painful areas in your experience. Or dark areas. Allow this light to say work its own way through these dark areas within your minds or within your bodies. And the more often we do little meditations like that, the more we will experience how helpful this can be in terms of our own recovery, in terms of our own healing. And also in terms of helping other people that we know of that are ill to recover and be just a little bit we have to remember that, as it says in the Course in Miracles, minds are joined. Minds are joined. So no matter if I'm in physical connection with a mind of somebody or not, my mental attitude toward this person can help this person very, very much. If I stop believing or sharing their belief in their, say, serious disease, and instead start to concentrate on their inner light, maybe they won't even get an idea of that, even if I don't say a word. But I am certain that this really can help, and that this, if the other person just opens up for a millisecond, he or she will get a little, I don't know, a little stream of light, a little feeling of lightness. So we can do tremendously much for not only for our own health, but also for the well-being of other people. And Jesus, in the Course in Miracles, he's very firm about this. He keeps saying, don't share other people's belief in scarcity. Don't share other people's belief in disease. Don't share other people's beliefs in any kind of limitation to the body. Just don't do it. And instead, see them in light. See them in happiness. See them in strength. Just stop sharing this dreadful history of humanity. Stop believing that. That doesn't mean close your eyes and say, well, everything is beautiful, and everything is no, really see when suffering occurs and let it touch you, but actively forgive it. Which means actively hand it over to the Holy Spirit, to the dear Lord. And it's amazing, how much this attitude can help in one's own recovery from diseases of any kind. Remember, it says in the Course, when I am healed, I am not healed alone. It's not the intention of the Holy Spirit to get me personally healthy again. It's the intention of the Holy Spirit to get me and my entire environment happy and healthy again. So just think of your breathing again. And let this light, it's the light of your soul, it's the light of your being. Let this light stream through all the dark areas that may show up in your mind. Allow this healing light to just do its job, and you don't have to be concerned about that. How it does it. You don't even have to know how it does it. We don't have to know how it does that. We just have to allow it to do its job. And this allowing, Holy Spirit, light, your own high self to do its job is usually not such an easy thing to do. As I experienced in my own life, it took me very, very long until I finally found this trigger within that I had to just use in order to activate the healing to begin. I talked about that a week ago. I talked about this happiness trigger. This happiness trigger that when I was really dead sick and desperate and trying to commit suicide over and over again, finally after years and years and years in wheelchairs and on walking canes, I just triggered this inner happiness within me. And as I experienced it, it was a very, very it was a very serious matter, actually. It means that one really wants to be happy independently of one's situation, independently of how the weather is, independently of whether one's relation has just gone kerplunk, or whether one's just lost one's job, or one's loved one, just independently of anything one's body might experience, just to switch on this happiness trigger. It says in one of those course lessons something like the power of decision is mine. The power of decision is mine. I used to say that pretty often and repeat it in my thoughts, but I didn't. It took me very long until I activated it. Until I really said, darn to all those rotten fears, to all this misery, to all this suffering, to all these disease thoughts, to all this death thoughts. I want to be happy right now, no matter whether I'm having those pains in my legs and in my feet, and no matter whether I'm able to walk or not. I want to be happy. I'm tired of not being happy just because my body is sick. I'm just tired of that. And that's what I meant with it's a very serious matter. It in order for it to really be, to really work, it has to come with deep, deep conviction. Without a shadow of doubt. And if you feel a shadow of doubt, just throw it out of your system. Say, okay, there is this doubt, I see this doubt, I feel these doubtful feelings, but that's not what I want to feel now. I want to be happy right now. And this is the power of our mind. It is... it is so amazing. So really, be serious about that. Be serious about those thoughts from the Course. They are true. And when you do those lessons, really mean them from the bottom of your hearts. And if you don't mean them from the bottom of your hearts, then take all these doubts and really throw them into the hands of the Holy Spirit. Give them away. Give them away. You're not here to be unhappy. You're not here to be sick or ill. You're not here to die. You're here to be the light that you are. And you don't have to say a word about it. Some people, like myself or others, they do talk about it, and fortunately they do that. But some people, they don't feel like that, and then they shouldn't feel like they should constantly talk about it. It's a thing that happens in the mind when you turn on this happiness switch in your mind. Every situation that you get into in your normal day-to-day life, which will be something completely different. You will be someone will be walking with you, right with you. The dear Lord will be right there walking with you. And any difficult situation will be solved pretty easily by your intention to be the light that you are, and not to be a limited little body. And every situation can be experienced as something so wonderful, so holy, so fulfilling, every little meeting with anybody can be a pearl in your life. And that's what our lives are supposed to be. It's supposed to be really a string of pearls. And for our life to be that, we really have to understand the power of our mind, the power of our attitude. And it's not really the question of whether you do this course over and over again, the lesson, day over, day out, for years. No, that's really not the point. Some people do it, and that's okay, but this is not the point. The point is to really realize you're not alone, even if you're sitting all alone in a room. There's no one, not a soul near. And even if you're dead sick, it really doesn't mean a thing, because you do have the ability to trigger this inner light of yours. Every human being, every being, I suppose, has that. So, and I would very much like to read a little from a lesson from the Course in Miracles. It's lesson 93, and it reads, "Light and joy and peace abide in me. Light and joy and peace abide in me." I'm not going to read the entire lesson, but I'm going to start sort of in the middle. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by the Divine. Over and over, this must be repeated until it is accepted. It is true. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God, by your source. Nothing can touch it or change what God created as eternal. The self you made, evil and full of sin, is meaningless. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God, and light and joy and peace abide in you. So what is this self that I made? The self that I made is all of these limiting thoughts that I believe in. The self that I made is my identification with my body, with my physical appearance. And my identification of others as nothing but bodies, as physical appearances. the evil I made, I don't like this word evil, but it's a good word, because it makes things clear. The evil or the blackness, the darkness that I made is my entire belief in separation. My belief in hierarchy. My belief in, oh, I'm here and there, and someone else is not as far, or someone else is far, farther than I am. This is not where liberation comes from. Impossible. Our liberation comes from somewhere completely, completely different. It's not within the realms of all this yin and yang, all this night and day, black and white, up and down. No way. No way to get out of there. Except one finds a way to activate one's inner light. One's inner truth. And this is why he says here, your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Over and over, this must be repeated until it is accepted. It is true. It took me very long to accept that. Very, very long. But I'm sure this doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It was that way with me because I was extremely stubborn and believing very, very strongly in my disease and in my separation and in everything that made me unhappy. Then he goes on and says, salvation requires the acceptance of but one thought. You are as God created you, not what you made of yourself. Whatever evil or bad or stupid you may think you did, you are as God created you. Whatever mistakes you made, the truth about you is unchanged. Creation, true creation, is eternal and unalterable. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. Now, why is this really so? Why is it so that we are really sinless? And that everybody walking this world is really sinless. No matter what he or she might be doing. No matter how criminally they may lead their lives. How come they are sinless? Because sinlessness is something that is not to be found within the realms of this up and down and yin and yang and black and white and day and night. Sinlessness is, it flows straight from the divine into our souls. Sinlessness is sort of like jumping out of this space and time frame. If we wait for sinlessness until we've done something really, really good and positive, this is not where we're going to find it. Sinlessness is a stream from the divine right into our hearts. Sinlessness is when you say, I want to be happy, independent of all the mistakes I might have done in my life. Independent of all the stupidity and I believed in for so long. Sinlessness is on an altogether different level than what we usually experience. It's a completely different kind of vibration, kind of energy. It's very fast. It's very subtle. It's very high. And it's healing over and over and over. That's where real health comes from. Real health comes from when I realize, okay, I did all this crap and I really behaved like an idiot, but I stopped that right now and I just concentrate entirely on my happiness, on my sinlessness, and on everybody else's happiness and sinlessness and inner light. What I experienced in my own recovery was that the moment I really said to myself, I want to be happy, I want to live up to my potential each and every moment from now on, this sort of triggered this stream of this high energy. And this stream of high energy, or call it stream of sinlessness, really started getting me physically better from day to day. I didn't go see doctors too very often, actually very, very seldom. I didn't do any exercises, even though sometimes I do exercises, but that was not the point. Just this decision on this light, on this inner health. And it has to be renewed over and over again. it got me better and better and better. And of course, it took a certain amount of time. But meanwhile, most of the time when I'm walking, I don't even have to use a cane anymore. And it's just amazing. So it is true when we say healing is a decision, it is absolutely true. But it doesn't mean that I have to be healed immediately. It can be, sometimes that even happens, but it's rather rare. Because it's not only the question of my personal self to be healed, it's the question of really triggering this stream of divine life in one's own daily experience, and to allow that to extend into one's daily situations. Salvation requires the acceptance of but one thought. You are as God created you, not what you made of yourself. Whatever you may think you did, you are as God created you. Whatever mistakes you made, the truth about you is unchanged. Creation is eternal and unalterable. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. You are and will forever be exactly as you were created. Light and joy and peace abide in you because God put them there. Source put them there. And you are one, we are one with our source. And one of the attributes of our source is happiness. So when you really decide to be happy, independently of your situation, of your health situation, or whatever, that's when you connect with source, with the divine, with God. And it's something which is unfortunately very difficult for many, many doctors to realize or to accept. And very often then, if they meet someone where this healing is sort of happening, with no reasonable explanations, yes, as you say, then they get confused. So what can we do with those doctors that have difficulties with those, even though there are many doctors who do open up to this, to these thoughts? There's an entire new, how do you call that, system. In Germany they call that salutogenesis. I don't know whether that's an English word. Pathogenesis, that's the development of diseases. There's the contrary of that. Salutogenesis, the development, really doctors and scientists who are trying to figure out what is generating health. So there is a certain amount of openness toward this importance of changing one's mind. But what do we do with all the doctors who are not open to that? Well, this is something that I learned from Michael Osterich too very often. To find their mistakes in my own mind and to give them up exactly where it occurs in my mind, or to forgive it in my mind. And it's amazing what can happen when we really start seeing our doctors from this forgiving point of inner view. And to see actually every difficult situation from this different inner point of view, from this viewpoint of forgiveness. Now let me repeat that once again. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. And doesn't that also mean your health is guaranteed by God? Your happiness is guaranteed by God? Over and over, this must be repeated until it is accepted. It is true. We are not children of yin and yang. We are not children of up and down. We are not children of black and white. We are not children of space and time. We are children of the moment. We are children of this very instant. And this very instant is absolutely flawless. That's why no sin can ever prevail in this holy instant. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. So we just, let us just again and again remember there is only this instant. And if someone says something hurting or stupid to me, I can, or we, all of us, have the capacity to really let go of that immediately. Because it is followed by the next instant. And by really sort of developing a feeling for this instantaneousness of life. Life is something instantaneous. We can actually only smile at something that is limiting or stupid or what have you, or hurting. Actually, we can only laugh at it, because the next moment it's over. Just the moment we start repeating that in our minds, and that's what we very often do, we immediately we're right straight back into this yin-yang, slowness and out of our right minds. So each and every situation is a wonderful situation for us to just really get it, do it, apply it, use it. God is here, God is, the Holy Spirit is here, Jesus is here, we are not alone, never. We are healed and happy and whole, and nothing is lacking. Any thought of lack is just a mistake. So, what I experience personally is the more I open up to this momentariness, could I call it that way, of life, this instantaneousness of life, the more I feel like this sort of this light is streaming through and nourishing me and really washing away all this heaviness out of my system. And I am absolutely positive this can work when applied with everybody, no matter how difficult one's situation maybe. It's just a question of these few eternal laws of whether we get them or not. And even if we don't get them, we can voluntarily activate them. We can just say, I'm in this and that situation, but I want to be happy right now. And I promise, this is something that works. But But don't only do it once and say, okay, I did that, I said that all for 2 days or for 3 days and I still feel that lousy. Then do it again, do it again, do it again. Your sinlessness, your health, your happiness is guaranteed by God. Over and over this must be repeated until it is accepted. It is true. We are in this, all in this flow, in this river of the divine. We're absolutely inseparable of that. Absolutely inseparable. And yeah, well, that there's nothing else coming here. I think actually I said it all. I just wish every one of you really the very, very best. And I'm very much looking forward to hear you and talk with you again exactly in a week. Okay, all the very best. Bye-bye.